Ellen Bolden.
Bertha.
Geraldine and Ailey.
Betty Davis.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lady B, and welcome to the Dream Team Prayer Line. I'm excited tonight because God is so good. I'm especially excited because I know God has a special word for you and I, and my expectations, just like David says, my expectation comes from the Lord. And when you look to God to be blessed, you look to God to receive, guess what? We get just what you come looking for. So I encourage you all, as you continue to come on the line, have great expectations and continue to be blessed. In the meantime, I'm going to make a few announcements. Before we get into the word tonight, certainly want to remind you to tune in on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. to Facebook Live, where our own Pastor Ollie Bolden is ministering a powerful, powerful word. Hallelujah. And I'm blessed every time I listen to it. Praise God. And you all can't see me, but I'm praising God. I'm raising my hands because the word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So be sure to tune in to that as well. And then also just going to remind you that we have at the Petersville Baptist Church, there will be Park and Praise on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Praise God. And the worship music will be singing, and people will be singing, praising God, and the word of God will be preached. So we want to continue to be blessed and continue to pray. Pray for those. Pray for the pastors and the teachers and the ministers and the bishops that's carrying the word of God, especially during this time in which we live. Amen. And I know God will honor our prayers. Praise the Lord. And I'm just excited because I just thank God for every one of you that are on this line. I'm excited for what God has already been doing for us. He's a good God, and we continue to be faithful toward him. My Lord, thank God. I'm just going to say a quick prayer because I just want God to bless all of you that come on this line to receive this word of God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God, and we thank you, God, because this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I just pray that you will continue, you will anoint me to minister this word and to teach it, and as you will have me to do that. God, let the Holy Spirit ride upon it, illuminate to the hearers, God. Give them revelation, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we will continue to praise you. Do it for your will, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. I would say to you, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to St. John, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to be reading the 11th through the 15th verses. So St. John 4 and 11. And I'll just give you just a little background here. You'll find that Jesus had departed out of Judea, and he took a different route. It's a different route than what the Jews normally take when they leave out of Judea. But he decided that he is going to go by the way of Samaria. So he sends his disciples off to get food and all. And so Jesus goes on to this route, on to the road of Samaria, because he knew that it would be a woman there that he would meet. And so Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, whom he asked for a drink, because he had been traveling a long ways and he was thirsty. So the woman said to Jesus, "How is it that you are a Jew and you ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink? And besides, you don't have anything to draw with." And that's going to kind of bring us right to where I want us to be. St. John, the fourth chapter and the 11th verse. And it reads, "The woman says unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And he says, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? But Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Oh, isn't that blessed? That's exciting right there, knowing that we don't have to thirst again because the water that Jesus gives us, praise God, leads to eternal life. It's so much life in that water. The Bible says, as he just said, Jesus says, it's going to be in you a well of water. That's deep water. A well runs deep, living water that springs up into everlasting life. Verse 15 says, the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw any more. Give me this kind of water. Amen. Praise God. Now drop down to the 21st verse. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, you know not what. You don't know what you're worshiping. That's what he said. You don't understand what you're worshiping. See, we know, Jesus said, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Verse 23 said, but the hour cometh, he's telling her, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. And that's where we're going to spend most of this evening on, that 24th verse. I'm going to read it again. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. God is a spirit, meaning God is alive. God is holy. God is immutable. Talk about God is a spirit. God is omniscient. He's all-powerful. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent everywhere at the same time. God is this Holy Spirit. He is a spirit. Praise God. And God is looking for true worshipers. As that scripture says, God is a spirit, and they that worship, meaning you and I, people that worship him, we must worship him in spirit, in truth, in pure holiness, and in truth. Not halfway. He says, but also in the spirit, but in truth. We're going to talk about that a little bit further. But what is God looking for? God, since he is a holy God, my God, and he's immutable, he is looking for true worshipers. We are all God's children, and he loves us all. But do all of us, as children, really love the Lord? That's a question. St. John 14:23-24 says, Jesus says, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. But he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear, it's not my word, but it's the word of the Father who sent me. And if we look at that verse even closer, it says, but if a man, if, that's conditional, if a man loves me. People say all the time, I love the Lord. Oh, yes, I love the Lord. And we know that God loves us. The average person will say, yes, I love God, because God is love. But he's saying, Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to keep my words. And then my Father also will love you. And then we, me, my Father, the Holy Spirit, we will come unto you, make our abode, meaning make ourselves at home. We'll take up residence in your home, right where you live, in your body, in you, your spirit. I like the way the Message Bible puts it. The Message Bible says, if anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we'll move right into the neighborhood, right where you live. I like that. That's making it as plain as it can be. It reminded me of the commercial that State Farm says. The State Farm has this commercial that says, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. But we don't need to worry about a State Farm being here. But Jesus is here. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost will move right into your neighborhood, right in your heart, right where you are, and take up residence. So in other words, if we keep that in the forefront all the time, knowing that God is with me, no matter what comes, what goes, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, God is there. So what are we worried about? What are we skeptical about? What are we hesitant about? He lives there. Hallelujah. But only a person that loves God, that loves him. See, in order to be a true worshiper, the Lord is looking for those that love him with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, everything that's in us. That's the person that God's looking for as a true worshiper. And then in order to be a true worshiper, you must be born again, a born-again believer in Christ, washed in his blood, filled with his spirit. Then you become a true worshiper of his. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm going to try to calm myself down so I can tell you just like I feel this and just like I understand it. A true worshiper worships God just because he is God, just because of who he is, and not merely for what he can do for us or give us. In other words, you ever take the time to say, Lord, I love you just because you are God, because, God, you are real, just because of who you are. Amen. That's the kind of worshiper the Lord is looking for. To worship him for the things he's already done. He's already blessed us. And if God never does anything else for us, it's enough to fall on our knees before him to say, God, I worship you. God, for allowing me to be in your holy family, for drafting me into royalty, for making me to inherit eternal life and inherit the kingdom. Hallelujah. Give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Praise God. That a true worshiper knows how to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, knowing that God will exalt you in due time. Praise God. We're talking about, I never gave you my title yet. Here's the title, Created to Worship. Amen. That's right. We are created to worship God, the true and the living God. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're created to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So worship God. Even the thought about abundant life. We have abundant life right now and eternal life going forward. Praise God. So it's the Holy Spirit inside of you that brings you into the realm of true worship. It's the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is why worship can take place at any time, because of God's Holy Spirit. Any time, any place, and anywhere we go, true worship can always take place. Praise God. True worship can take place without music.
without a choir singing, or even without a preacher, hallelujah, or without being inside a building that's designated as a church, because we are the church. In us dwells the fullness of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. So therefore, if the Holy Ghost is in us, as Jesus was telling the woman in Samaria, said, the water that I give you is going to be living water. Not only that, it's going to be, you'll be so full, you'll never thirst again, because it's going to be springing up in you like a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Glory to God. So in essence, true worship only requires you and the presence of God. Praise God. Let's say it again. You and the presence of God. You think on his goodness. Think on his mercy. How good he is. And since the Holy Spirit dwells in us and abides in us, and so does God, we've got true worship. Remember, we're created to worship him. Created to worship. Hallelujah. A true worshiper serves and worships God with an attitude of gratitude. Glory to God. It's not all about, Lord, can you give me this? And God, I want you to do this for me. And God, then when you do this, can you do this? Oh, God, touch this. It's all about me, myself, and mine. But God wants true worship that will fall before him and says, God, I love you. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for saving me, God. Because, see, we realize if we neglect so great a salvation, where will we be saved? How could we be saved? See, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. True worshiper, hallelujah, just falls before God and thankful for the very breath that's in our body, knowing that without God, we can do absolutely nothing. See, that true worshiper, we understand we're created to worship him. We're thankful for being in a right mind. Oh, yes, he woke us up this morning, hallelujah, and he woke up in our right mind, hallelujah. He woke us up right on time. He didn't let us sleep too late. There are some people that never went to bed last night, but they didn't wake up this morning. And there are some people that woke up, but they don't know where they are. They don't have the right mind. But you and I, we woke up in our right mind. We're able to hear, and not only hear, we can hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory to God. Give God a praise right where you are, because I'm ministering the Word of God as the Holy Spirit is giving it to me. You and I are able to hear what the Spirit is saying. So we're thankful. Say, God, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you that I have food to eat. Thank you I have clothes to wear. Thank you for the shelter that's over my head. Glory to God. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. Glory to God. It's so much to give God praise for without asking him for anything else. Glory to God. But see, a true worshiper realizes that when you worship God, when you worship, not asking for things, but you're just grateful. You just fall before him, knowing that God inhabits the praises of his people. See, when you worship him, you invite his presence. Glory to God. And every time you and I come before the Lord to worship him, we want to enter into his presence. Hallelujah. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And with his gates with praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God because he's a God of love. We are God's children. He loves his children so much that he wants to shower us with all that we need for abundant life here and then abundant life over in the glory land. Glory to God. And as a result, God wants to bless us abundantly and give his children favor beyond measure. Amen. Praise God. But he cannot do so if we, as his children, do not worship him in the manner that he wants us to worship, or he wants to be worshiped. Again, the scripture says, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must
must worship him in spirit and in truth. In fact, God demands true worship. The word must, he's saying, is there for a reason. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We are created to worship God. Let me tell you what Isaiah said about it. Isaiah 43:21 said, the people, God said, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Remember, we are his people, and you and I are the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone who is called by my name, this is God speaking, for I have created him for my glory. Hallelujah. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. That's very plain. That lets us know that we are made and we were created by God. We were created in his image, after his likeness, to bring him glory, to give him glory, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Oh my God, I'm excited. So even in Psalm 95:6 says, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Let me stop there for a minute. Some of us are too proud to even bow before God. When we were able to come in the church, if people would just, wouldn't even hardly sometimes raise their hands, let alone get down on their knees and fall before God, our Maker. But if the Holy Spirit ever reveals to you the presence of God and who he is and who it is that we are truly worshiping, we would fall down before him like John on the Isle of Patmos. He said that he fell. He didn't know. He said, I just fell down. I fell down like a dead man. My God. And we realize who God is, we automatically should give God true worship. Give him the praise, the glory, the honor that's due his name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:11 says, worthy are you, our God, our Lord and God. Yes, he's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things. This is in Revelation 4:11. Created all things. And for thy pleasure, they are created. Uh-huh. And they were created. So we are created not for our glory, not so that we can stick our chest out and say, hey, look at me, and see, it's all about me, and see, I'm great. Oh, no. If you're seeing it like that, then you're not singing right. We need to pray again and ask God to open our eyes and help us to see Christ, see God as he is. Glory. And how can we see him other than we see him in the word of God? Glory to God. So we are made for his glory. We made to give him glory and honor, and the Bible says, and power, for we were created, and he was created, he created us. Psalm 99:5 says, exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. Glory to God. Holy is he. Praise God. That's showing humility and respect when we are able to bow. Now, we realize that some are not able to get down, but you can bow in your heart. You can bow in your spirit. You can set your mind and your thoughts toward worshiping him. Glory to God. Psalm 66:4 says, all the earth worships you. Hallelujah. And sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Glory to God. So God expects from true worship. This is what he expects. Faithfulness. Being faithful to what you are confessing and professing. Faithfulness. Unchanging. Being steadfast in your worship. Being loyal to God. Hallelujah. Being totally dependent upon him. That's just where he wants us, because he's already said in his word, without me, you and I, we can do nothing.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God wants total dependence upon him so that we know, as the scripture tells us, I am the Lord thy God that heals thee. Do you need healing tonight? Do you need deliverance? You need healing in your body, healing in your mind, healing in your spirit. He says, look to me. I am the Lord thy God that heals thee. And just like God fed the children of Israel in the wilderness, he fed them. He gave them manna from on high. And during the daytime, he sheltered them with a cloud by day. And then when it was cool at night, he gave a fire by night to keep them warm. Praise God. Not only God, we're talking about God. We're talking about we are created to worship him. This same God that caused the Red Sea to back up on either side so that the children can walk across on dry land. We're talking about this same God that you and I are created to worship. Hallelujah. This same God, the scripture tells us that we need to delight ourselves in the Lord and commit our way unto him and continue to do good. He said, surely we would dwell in the land and surely we shall be fed. So what are you worried about? He's our neighbor. He's moved right into our hearts. Glory to God. We got the Father. We got the Son. And we got the Holy Ghost. We got the entire triune package. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tell me, why can't we worship him? Why can't we bring true worship to him? Why can't we worship him with a clean heart? He says, and in truth. That means walking according to his word, living all you know how according to his word, in true holiness. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. And we're created to worship him because God deserves our worship. Hallelujah. In my closing, I want you to know God deserves our worship. Just think about it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am the Lord, and I change not. Hallelujah. There's no shadow of turning with me. I am the same. He never leaves us. He never, ever forsakes us. You want to know why? Why do you need to worship him in spirit and in truth? Well, let me tell you some more. He deserves the worship because we can trust him to bring us out no matter what the situation or the condition. We know that God, if God is for us, who can be against us? He has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. Can I tell you some more? Why he deserves true holiness and true worship. He has given us life. He says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Glory to God. See, he's the author and God is the finisher of our faith. He works out everything according to his will, working it out for our good. You might say, well, Lord, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. But he said he'll work it out for your good. Hallelujah. We can call up heaven anytime, any day, any place, anywhere. Glory to God. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line tonight. Glory to God. And that we never have to look far, for he's everywhere, everywhere we are. And as that saying says, like a good neighbor, but God is always here. He's always here. He lives in our hearts. And he lives on our jobs, in our homes. Everywhere we are, God is. And that's the scriptures and the word I bring into you tonight, talking about created to worship. Hallelujah. Amen. I certainly hope you were blessed on that tonight. Glory to God. I had a song I wanted to play for you all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It talks about there's none like him. Hallelujah. There is none like him. Hallelujah. I may not be able to play this song tonight. I wanted to play it. But nevertheless, there is none like him. Hallelujah. No one else can do it quite like he does. Praise God. Hallelujah. Throughout all eternity, there is none
like him. Glory, glory, glory to God. My God, he's an awesome, awesome God. So at this time, I'm going to be praying. I wanted to pray. Also, there's a few, we have so many names on our prayer list, but there's a few I'm calling out, and I'm asking special prayer. We're asking special prayer for Mr. Willie Burton, who lost his wife on yesterday, so we're praying that God will just continue to strengthen and comfort him. We're praying for the little five-year-old that was in the hospital. I think the name was Jekiah. Praise God. We continue to pray for the Ayers family. We continue to pray for you, Ms. Carol Rose. Continue to pray for Virginia Pear. Glory to God. We continue to pray for my brother Ronald Brown, who God has continued to bless and to raise up day by day. Amen. We pray for Michael Bolden and LaShawn Bolden. God is blessing them. Hallelujah. And bringing them out. Glory to God. Sister Ethel Woodson, we're praying for you, and we're praying for your mother, Mother Catherine Woodson, knowing that God is a healer. Brother Jerry Royal, we're praying for you. We're holding you up before the Lord. Glory to God. Be encouraged. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Praise God. We're praying for Deacon Walter and Mary Brown. Believe in God. It's going to bring you all strength and encourage your heart tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Sister Rocky and Terry Reed, we're praying for you. You're on the winning side. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Look to the hills to come at your help. All of your help. All of your help, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Miss Alice Branch, continue to pray for you as well. And all the names that are on our prayer list, we're praying. Hallelujah. So let's just pray. God, we know there's none like you. No one else can do us like you, God. We look into you. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father. We thank you because you've created us to worship. You've created us to lift you up and bring glory to your name. You've created us, God, to be in your kingdom, Lord. Hallelujah. We're kingdom worshipers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for the power the Holy Ghost. Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. There's power in your blood. We know that your blood still works tonight. Hallelujah, God. Oh, my God. We bless you, Lord, because it's in you we live. It's in you that we move and we have our being. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance, with deliverance power, for salvation. Oh, my God, we love you tonight with our whole heart, with all of our spirit, all of our soul. We bring to you, God, true worship, God, true praise, God, glory, because you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy, oh God. There's nobody like you, God. No one, God, can touch us like you can. No one, God, can change us, God. You've taken out that stony heart, God, and then you put in a heart of flesh, God. God, you cause us to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father God, we know, God, that your spirit, Lord, your spirit is everywhere at the same time. Everyone, every name, every person that's on this prayer list, God. Oh, God, bring deliverance. Every person that's on this prayer line and even their families that are represented here, God, bring deliverance. God, bring deliverance and healing, oh God. Healing, God, for their bodies. Healing, God. Take away the pain, God. Take away the misery, God. You're able, Lord. Send your word and heal, God. Send your word and set free, Father God. Set free, God, because you say he that the Son sets free, it's free indeed, God, that we walk in freedom. We walk in the spirit of humility, God. Humble, Lord, before you, Lord God. With it, we will fall on our knees. Teach us how to worship you in the spirit of holiness, God. Teach us, God. Help us to humble ourselves
under your mighty hand, that you will exalt us in due time. Even God, if somebody be going through trials and tribulation, help them to realize tonight there's nothing to worry about, that God, you have full control. You're always in control, God. You're in control during this pandemic, God. We're asking, God, that you would just heal bodies, heal sick bodies. Oh, God, restore their breathing. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring healing, God. Lord God, you will bring us out from this pandemic. Lord, you're keeping us in the meanwhile, God. But, God, we pray for deliverance. We pray for deliverance for your people covering, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you guard our children. Bless them, God. Keep them covered under your blood, God. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you have mercy on us, God. Have mercy, God, on that soul that's lost tonight. They don't know you as their Savior. Set them free, God. Let them see that they need you, God, in the name of Jesus. Salvation is from you, Jesus. Your blood, you shed your blood that we can be free, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for freedom tonight. And God, we just thank you, Lord, no matter what happens, even the outcome of this election, Father, ask that you protect the people as they're standing in line to vote, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy. We come against them in the name of Jesus. We bind it in Jesus' name. Oh, God, protect them, Lord God. And God, you have your way. Your will be done, God. It doesn't matter, God, no matter which way it goes, long as your will is done. We know it's going to be all right. It's all right anyhow. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And help us to rest in you, Lord. Help us to rest in you, God. Knowing, God, that you are in control. The knowing that all things are working together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Have your way, Father. Have your way. And we thank you for your word tonight. We do thank you, Lord. Help us to be true worshipers. Father, we ask these blessings in Jesus' mighty name and for his sake. And all the God's people, hallelujah, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and all God's people begin to praise him. Begin to say amen. That's right. Begin to glorify him. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Somebody might be crying on this line. The tears are to be flowing on this line. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is moving. Hallelujah. And we give your name praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we thank you for the answer. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Amen and amen and amen. So God bless you all. Thank you for being on the Dream Team prayer line, and I pray that you have received the word of God. I pray that you take this word and give it to somebody else. Share it with them. Cause someone else to be blessed. Cause someone else to learn what it really means to that we are created to worship him. So until next week, stay sweet in your soul. Continue to learn the scriptures. Continue to bask in his presence. There's no substitute for being in the presence of God. God bless you. This is Lady B said, I love you. Continue to look to the hills for which comes your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. God bless you. Yes, and have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
You missed the mother, dude. You missed the mother. You dozed off. You dozed off in the beginning, but I won't.
I'm not back up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She played better than some of the men, but.
Yep.
Every time she died, I was praying about it.
Kim called at 7:58.